Welcome to this special spin-off interview program from a CME satellite program held at the 2017 GI Cancer Symposium in San Francisco. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with faculty member Dr. Johanna Bendel to discuss the three modules in the symposium on the management of advanced colorectal cancer. And to begin, we reviewed the case of a patient who presented with metastatic colon cancer. So the first case that we had was a 63-year-old woman who presented with a left-sided pan-RAS wild-type lesion and a single liver met. And the question is, what to do about the one liver met? So the question is, you just go ahead and take it out, or do you give pre-op chemotherapy? And, you know, it's interesting that pretty much the whole faculty would have sent the patient to surgery. And yet a lot of the audience, I'm not sure if some of it was internationally driven, would give pre-op chemo. Could you talk a little bit about the decision and what data we have to help kind of figure out what to do in this situation?
The best part about it is we don't have tons of data, so we can operate what makes us feel more comfortable. You know, initially, when the French talked a lot about surgical resection of liver lesions for colon cancer, they really insisted on giving chemotherapy preoperatively to get a sense of what the tumor was going to do in terms of response when you gave it, and then go ahead and take those areas out. You know, I think that where most of the panel thought is that if it's an easy surgery for the patient, an easy surgery for the surgeon to go ahead and get the liver lesion out, maybe it's best to do that right away and then go ahead and give the adjuvant chemotherapy. Now, there's also the European study that looked at preoperative and postoperative FOLFOX for resectable liver lesions. And so some people will base their practice just based on that type of regimen where you gave 3 months of upfront FOLFOX, then surgery, and then 3 months of outback. So I think you could go either way here.
This doc actually gave pre-op FOLFOX, in fact. The patient had an objective response, and then the lesion was removed surgically. So she chose, this Dr. Chen, to use pre-op therapy. And the question she had is what to do post-op. So we asked the audience two questions related to that. First, we said, okay, suppose what actually happened was that she got pre-op treatment. Would you give it post-op? And pretty much the audience would without a biologic. Same thing kind of for the faculty. And then we asked, well, suppose there wasn't pre-op therapy, what would you do post-op? And kind of the answers are pretty much the same. And not much use of biologic is this sort of pseudo-adjuvant situation. Again, what's the data we have on the decision and how do you see it playing out?
The biggest study we have is the European study that talked about the perioperative FOLFOX and did see an improvement in disease-free survival, not an improvement in overall survival, but that was probably because the study was more powered towards disease-free survival. And so that's what most of us base it off of. The extrapolation that we're having is that, is it perioperative better than just giving it adjuvantly? And I think most of us are extrapolating off of the adjuvant colon data in the non-metastatic setting where you give a total of 6 months of chemotherapy.
And in terms of biologic, any comment on that? I mean, we know adjuvant, at least bevacizumab, doesn't work, and cetuximab. What about pseudo-adjuvant?
Yeah, and I think what you're also seeing is that same extrapolation from the bevacizumab data for the stage 2-3 disease, where people say, well, we'll probably not use it. Now, interestingly, for patients who are borderline resectable, where you want to give something like a bigger chemotherapy regimen with a biologic to try to shrink them to get them to resection, then people will use bevacizumab in that setting based on the TRIBE data, the Olivia data, and others. But sort of straight up, I think people can leave that biologic.